G'day, it's Nancy Thompson from the Bracebridge Horticultural Society. Many of us would like to plant a tree or two, so here's some little hints about helping it survive. Now, the very most important thing is to make sure that the new tree has enough water. Now, one that's about 2 inches in diameter needs a minimum of 30 gallons of water a week. And the best way to make sure that water is applied to the tree and that it actually penetrates the root ball is to put an earth ring or saucer that was placed in when your tree was planted. Or if you're able to water with a soaker hose or a slow drip, give the tree a minimum of 2 hours worth of water a day. Of course, during the week when it rains 2 or more days, watering's probably not necessary. But you should continue watering until the first frost, usually around the 1st of October. At that time, one final soaking should get your new tree through the winter. The very most important reason for poor survival of new trees is inconsistent watering. Regular watering will greatly improve the tree's health and appearance during this very critical time of establishing itself. Now, you have to monitor anything new that you put in, really, but your new tree would be important. Monitor it for signs of poor health, such as the leaves getting yellow or dropping or insect infestations. And in most cases, the tree will be strong enough to overcome small problems on its own, as long as it has sufficient water, especially if we have another hot, dry summer. Remember, though, that it will take time to see results. The first priority for the newly transported tree is to grow new roots. You won't see much growth above ground, probably for the first year or two. But once that root system's established, the leaves and growth pattern will take on the appearance of a much more mature tree. Now, fertilization is probably not necessary for the newly transported tree because the root systems aren't sufficiently developed to take full advantage of the extra nutrient. If the spring weather is unusually cold or dry, the new tree may not develop foliage as quickly as other older ones, and chances are the tree is just taking a bit longer to break its dormancy. There's really nothing to worry about. Simply water regularly and wait. If you find, however, that by mid-June there are no signs of life in it, you might want to talk to wherever you bought it from. Do consider putting a mulch layer of approximately 3 inches over the soil, but don't pile it up against the tree. Don't make that little pyramid form. The mulch will help keep the surface moisture from evaporating and reduces the need to water a bit. Mulch is available from any store if you like, and probably free from the town. Now, usually they have a pile just past the town office there that people can go and help themselves for. But please, please, never use a string cutter around the tree trunk. They cause a lot of damage to any trunks by cutting the bark, which will kill the tree. And keep your lawnmower away from the same reason. Doesn't matter how careful you were, eventually the string or the lawnmower will hurt that tree trunk. And they say don't plant flower beds around the tree. If the soil level's raised around the trunk, the bark may soften due to the increased moisture, and that can make the tree very susceptible by attack from insects and diseases. Avoid using pesticide close to the tree. Sprays do drift, even though we don't want them to. They shouldn't be allowed to make contact with the leaves or the trunk because they could damage the tree. Now, the majority of this new tree's feeder roots are within the top 60 centimeters of the soil, and the most common reason for poor survival in a newly planted tree is inconsistent watering. I can say that many, many times, and it still stays true. It has to be regularly watered. Unobstructed tree roots might extend 2 or 3 times beyond the radius of the tree's canopy. So as the tree grows, it helps to water out from the canopy a bit more and not just down into the root ball. But that comes as things have been growing more. So good luck with any new trees that you plant. That's Nancy Thompson from the Bracebridge Horticultural Society. Have a great scope of day.